Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone. It is a very busy month here along the Treasure Coast as we are Dorian free and super excited about all of the activities in store, especially those with a special centennial spin to them. And I have the pleasure of being a contributor for the niche publication, The Vero Your News Weekly, which is a insert Wednesdays into our local paper through the Press Journal. I've had the pleasure of collaborating with them for a number of years. And one of my favorite things since becoming Miss Vero Centennial is being able to write the monthly Centennial column so folks know what's in store for the month that comes ahead. So like that final Wednesday, they put out this great piece and folks know as soon as they hit the ground running in that month, like say, for example, September, that there's lots of fun things to try and to be a part of, to RSVP for and the like. One of those exciting events that we recently featured in the article is the Off the Record Beer Unveiling, which is a collaboration with Walking Tree and the Press Journal, who is also celebrating their centennial. So here in the studio, I have the one, the only, Mr. Adam Neal. He is the editor of the TC Palm and Treasure Coast newspapers. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm so great. I'm so excited about our party coming up on Friday.
Yes, I feel like it's been like five marathons in a row. And we're finally seeing the end and all this culmination of the just centennial and us doing the beer. And it's just going to be a great celebration on Friday.
It's going to be epic. And the fact that you are a long-term employee with Press Journal, right, with the publication as a whole, 15 years.
15 years, yep.
Started as a reporter.
I did.
And now here you are.
Yep, kind of worked my way up the ladder and, very fortunate to have the top job here.
And it's really exciting because 100 years of history with the Press Journal. I mean, it just goes to show that since the beginning, it's been a partnership, you know, with the city to be able to have a reliable outlet where we can share news, good, bad, and different, and be able to, you know, have that forum for everyone. So 100 years, what are some of the things that TC Palm in particular has been able to put together to pay tribute to the centennial?
Yeah, so when we knew our anniversary was going to coincide with the City of Vero Beach's anniversary in 2019, we decided way back in the beginning of 2018 and actually into some of 2017 that we wanted to go really, really big with this. Yeah. And what we found out very early is that you can't tell the history of a city or a newspaper from 100 years in one special section or one event or even a month-long celebration. It was going to take us a full year to do that. And right, with us having 100 years worth of archives with covering Vero Beach, it really allowed us to span out how we were going to cover this, really go in depth with who are the big philanthropists here and who were some of the biggest names that really made Vero what Vero is. So we embarked on it. And we're coming up to that year mark now, kind of culminating with this event.
Oh, my goodness. And one of the particular pieces that I think is like a staple, it's something that once you get it, you'll hang on to it for a lifetime, is this beautiful hard covered book that has been assembled, and it's going to be available Friday.
It is. So it's already for sale now, but we are going to sell it there at the event on Friday. And I give a ton of credit to our community editor, Larry Reisman, who many people know. Larry's been here for a very long time.
Yes, we love Larry's mugshot on the cover of our newspaper all the time.
Yes, all the time.
Love all of his input.
So Larry is great, and also our visuals editor, Kelly Rogers. They spent months pouring through our archives, finding some of the best headlines of some of the biggest events. They found some amazing archival photos that you just can't find anywhere else except for what the Press Journal had in those early 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Absolutely.
We put it all into this book, and it's a great holiday gift. It's a great gift for anybody who's here in Vero to just have 100 years worth of our coverage.
Oh, my goodness. So 144 pages. published, ready to go, available Friday. But if someone for some reason already has plans and they're not coming Friday, where could they get this piece?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, tcpalm.com/Vero Beach Centennial, you will see a link there to order the book online if you would like to. And that link also has all of our coverage from the last year. So anything that we've done over the last year, anything to do with Centennial is on that page.
And it's so user-friendly. I mean, right from the homepage, it's a tab. You can get to it. You can search it. And I highly recommend it because we really only have September and October left. That's it.
And that's it.
And then it's over. Now, the beautiful, the one, the only Miss Kitty Wagner, owner of the Blue Star, downtown Vero. She is gracing us with her presence. And she has also been helping to collaborate and do fun things for the Centennial throughout the year. And I'm certain we'll be a benefactor of all of the hoopla that's going to be taking place on 14th Avenue, October 26th, during the big finale.
Totally excited about that.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to bring thousands
really
of people out. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
You brought us a delicious bottle of wine. What's our wine of the week, compliments of the Blue Star?
Wine of the week is a Tally Chardonnay. It's absolutely delicious. Mm. It's from Carneros. And with this hot, sweaty weather, what's better than an ice-cold glass of wine? You know, seriously.
Very applicable.
It sure feels like September out there.
It does. It's a very warm, kind of stagnant September. But that doesn't mean that we can't have cold beverages to help us to stay hydrated. And with Adam Neal here in the studio, we're talking about this really exciting event that they're doing as part of their 100th birthday collaboration with Walking Tree, because you are so community oriented, you felt like that was a good connection to help unveil these specialty brews, right?
Yeah. And what we did is early on in this celebration, we were trying to decide what we can do to really commemorate the Press Journal's 100th anniversary, as well as what we've done with everything with Vero Beach. And we wanted it to be something different. We didn't want to do just another special section, which we will have. And we'll have this great wrap coming out on Friday, which is the official 100 year anniversary of when the Press Journal first published.
Really?
So that'll be exciting. If you don't get the paper on Friday, please go to the store and pick it up. It's going to be really cool. It's going to show the front page of the it was called the Vero Press at the time, 100 years ago.
Ooh,
that's super
so
cool.
How nostalgic.
Really cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we decided that we wanted to do something a little bit more and different. And since we're so community-oriented, and since we know there's several businesses here that are so community-oriented, we wanted to figure out what we could do. And again, wanted it to be just more than one day. Now, this event is the culmination of really about 6 months worth of planning, talking to Walking Tree, us physically going in and brewing the beer with Walking Tree, which
that's right. They that made is, you help out.
It
I
is
love
an
it.
Amazing,
super cool.
Amazing transformation of seeing how beer is made and specifically how it's made here locally. And that's what we were so excited to tell that story, tell how something's manufactured here in Vero Beach along with us. But at the same time, we're able to also talk about some local ingredients that can go into the beer. So it's just, it's been a lot of fun this whole time.
To give it its own life. And I think that that's really special. So you used terms that were relevant to the printing era.
Absolutely. So there's this old saying in journalism, and it's said a couple different ways. But basically what it is you don't mess with people who buy ink by the barrel and paper by the ton. And what that referred to are those huge ink barrels that we use on the printing press, as well as the rolls and rolls of paper that literally weigh a ton. And so we took that and kind of went to, we love the terms, they're kind of nostalgic, they're kind of cool and shows 100 years, but it also really speaks to the journalist here in our area that we have worked for 100 years to really be the watchdog for this community, really be that publication that is ethical, journalistic, want to spread community news, the good, bad, the ugly. That's our job as a newspaper. So yeah, we came up with these two names, and Walking Tree absolutely loved it. Our staff loved it. Then they got so excited, we actually decided to brew two extra beers along with us. That's going to be unveiled on Friday.
So there's a total of four
there's
beers.
There's going to be four. So we have Ink by the Barrel. We have Paper by the Ton.
Nice.
And then we are treating one of those beers with pineapples locally grown here in Vero Beach.
Ooh.
And that's going to be called the Fourth Estate, which is what newspapers are known for, is kind of being that watchdog over government. And then we're going to treat the other one with jalapenos.
Oh, a little spicy.
A little spicy. And we're going to call that,
yum,
wait for it, hot off the press.
Oh, it's adorable. It's so tongue-in-cheek and appropriate.
It's perfect.
I love it.
Perfect. And you're doing this on Taco Friday, is that correct?
That is, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
They're brilliant here. They're brilliant at TC Palm. Okay, so what can folks expect? Obviously, it's a free community event. Walking Tree opens 3 o'clock, bam.
Yep.
Tapping some kegs.
Absolutely. So right away at 3 o'clock, we're going to be tapping all 4 beers. So they'll be made available to the public then. And really from 3 to 5, we know some people are working. Hopefully some people can play a little hooky and come
it's
to
Friday.
The event. Why not,
yeah.
Right?
It's September.
Just got done with Hurricane Dorian. You know, let's come and enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, but from 3 to 5, it's kind of just gearing up. At 5 o'clock, we're going to have a speech and a very nice toast by no other than Miss Vero Beach.
How perfect. I'm going to be working on something very special.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a very nice toast with that. Hopefully a great chance to mingle with people. Then at 7 o'clock, we're hoping to have a little bit of a kind of a trivia game. It's going to be fun. We have so many facts from this community and the Press Journal.
You have 100 years
worth. We have 100 years worth, right? So we have put together a fun quiz that everybody can join and do, and we'll do it very electronically. It's kind of it's cool using an app called Kahoot. And people will be able to use that on their phone, and we're going to give away some awesome prizes with that and just kind of culminate at 9 o'clock.
And there's going to be live music too.
There is live music, food trucks. We have a ton of giveaways just because this is our big centennial event. So we're going to have these amazing inscribed beer glasses, pint glasses to give away. We're going to have keychains, and we're going to have just you name it. It's just a ton of different stuff to just give away and show support. The community supported us for 100 years. We want to give back to the community.
This is going to be so fun. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just getting in your car, if you're just tuning in, that's this Friday. It's a 100-year celebration for Press Journal, the centennial, which is the city of Vero Beach as a whole. They're at Walking Tree from 3 to 9. Music, trivia, prizes, 4 specialty brews.
That's
all
so amazing.
With clever words based around the print industry. I'm so excited. This is going to be the best.
Yes.
And how many folks from your team do you think will be there?
Because
you have a big outfit.
We do, yeah. So journalist-wise, we have about 40 journalists that cover the Treasure Coast based in all the counties, and most of us will be there on hand. But we're also going to have our advertising department and our marketing department and some of our press people. So it's really just a celebration of everything. Hopefully they're all going to be there. We're going to be there to kind of mix and mingle, have some fun, and just really celebrate.
Oh, I think that's brilliant. And of course, just if I may do a shameless plug on behalf of White Glove Moving and Storage, we had the opportunity of moving your team when you went back to your roots, to your headquarters in downtown Vero, taking you from the US 1 location here in Vero, bringing you back downtown with, you know, small hallways and lots of stairs, which we love, so that you all don't have to. And I mean, your team was beyond organized and ready to go. And I mean, your operations gal, she is impressive. Everything was labeled, ready to go. If all office moves went that well, that would be amazing.
Well, thank you. And you guys were awesome. It's been so nice to be able to go back downtown again, especially right around that centennial time, looking back at 100 years. But I mean, as we all know, news and the way people consume news has changed so much. So it's really made us not only appreciate what we have in print, but really determine how people want to consume it in the future. And one thing that I will say, because I'm very excited about this, another kind of pet project of mine has been really looking in the future about news and how we can consume news and get people involved with news. And one of those ways is virtual reality.
Ooh.
So one thing that we're also unveiling at this event on Friday is our new virtual reality app. It's a TC Palm app called Campfire. And what you're able to do with that is, and again, we're going to have the goggles on Friday, and we'll have a bunch of Google Cardboards that people can use, and we're giving them away. But it's a way that you can really immerse yourself into a 360-degree video and see, again, from all of our archives, we're able to transform some of the video. So
Oh, wow.
You're able to see what things looked like today, but then also transform it to what it looked like 80 years ago. It's really, really neat.
That's amazing.
Totally sweet. That would be awesome to see, really.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to
have to sneak you out of the restaurant. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
We have shot 5 episodes of virtual reality right here in Vero Beach that we'll be unveiling on Friday.
Ooh, that is so,
it's very neat.
Fun.
Yes.
Just one more little sampling of excellent things to do this Friday. I mean, this is like, why wouldn't you go? That would be silly. That'd just be silly. All right, so we're here in the studio. We have Adam Neal. He's our editor for the local TC Palm Press Journal Treasure Coast Papers. Beside him, the one, the only, Miss Kitty Wagner. Are we still giving away free wine at the Blue Star?
We are, but you better hurry up because the promo ends October 1st.
We got a few weeks
Summer
left
wine
of it.
Deal. Two entrees or four appetizers, and you get yourself a free bottle of wine. And I've got six different varietals to pick from. So, you know, it's not like
a little something for
it's
everybody.
It's not white or red. It's, you know, rosé, whites, reds, all kinds of stuff.
Some fun blends.
Yeah. Delicious.
And I know it seems silly, but I really want folks to just have it on their radar that if you're planning some sort of holiday event, some sort of shindig, whether it's for a group of four or 40, now is the time to have that conversation. The Blue Star has private rooms available. You can go ahead and make those reservations now, right?
Right, yeah. I already have a huge group booked on New Year's Eve. I've got a couple parties, Christmas parties already booked. So, yes, if you're looking for somewhere to have, you know, your office party or something like that, give us a call because we would love to work with you.
I love it. So before we go to break, I just want to give a quick shout out to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. If you know of somebody who's looking to upsize, downsize, first-time homeowner, Caliber, it's a free consultation. They'll sit down with them and they'll give them a path to the home of their dreams, the home they can afford. And then, of course, we can get them the fancy new centennial hardcover book from TC Palm as a great gift.
And the beer mug.
Look at you.
Perfect. I know. Perfect. All right, folks, there's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star Aviro, mixing good food with great company.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
White Club Moving and Storage.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award-winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. The Vero Insider comes to you each and every week with fun experiences and highlights, in-depth interviews of, you know, what's going on here locally. And it's made possible each and every week because of our amazing sponsors like Foxy Nails. If you want to go feel pampered and amazing, they're open 7 days a week. Gift cards are always appreciated for that lady or for that gentleman who gets a lot of pedicures in your life. Yes, yes, yes. 7 days a week, a gift card at Foxy's is never unappreciated. I'm just saying. Waxes, lash extensions, so much more. They're real nail design artists, though. I mean, not all nail salons can create the kind of looks that you find on Pinterest and elsewhere. They really can. Hair Studio of Vero, 12th Street and Old Dixie. Let Melissa and her team make you feel fabulous. The most affordable salon in all of Vero. Plus, she has a little boutique out front, so you can shop while you're processing and your hair is changing, warming up for fall, perhaps. Hair Studio of Vero, you will not be disappointed. Quick shout out also to Pac-Mail Beachside. Passport photos and passport expedited services are now available through Pac-Mail Beachside. So if you have some holiday trips coming up and you realize that your passport is expired, there is time. We can save the day.
That's awesome.
At Pac-Mail Beachside. Yeah. Right? That is good.
That is good.
6 days a week. Closed Sundays. We just actually got the new design plan for our Christmas lights. You're going to love that display. That goes live November 1.
Nice.
It's going to be beautiful. All right. So here in the studio, I have Adam Neal. He is our editor for TC Palm. We have this really exciting centennial event. It's their 100th birthday with the Press Journal. And it's the City of Vero Beach's 100th birthday. And so you all have come up with this great event Friday, September 13th.
Yes. And again, we're so excited about it because we're looking at it as a community celebration. It's celebrating the Press Journal, but it's also celebrating Vero Beach, celebrating us together covering this community for that long. It's just, it's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, there's beer and you can never go wrong with beer, right?
But it's specialty beer that's been brewed with local ingredients, with clever names that were inspired by the print journalism industry.
Absolutely.
Rattle them off again for us.
Ink by the Barrel.
Uh-huh.
And that is going to be a black lager. Paper by the Ton, which is a British golden ale. And then we have Fourth Estate, which is going to be treated with local pineapples grown here in Vero.
Yum.
And then Hot Off the Press with some jalapenos infused.
That's just like my favorite. That is just so fun. I have to sample it. That's happening for sure. The event kicks off at 3:00. There's going to be food trucks, live band, trivia.
Yes.
And tons of prizes.
Tons of prizes, tons of giveaways, virtual reality, all sorts of fun stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. If you're a beer drinker, it's going to be great for you. Even if you're a non-beer drinker, you just want to come out and have some fun and celebrate the community. We're going to have so much stuff there. It's just going to be a blast. A
lot of hoopla. And 5:00, yours truly will be conducting a toast. It will help really launch the balance of the festivities for the evening. And I just can't wait to see how many people are raising a beautiful glass. I mean, I think it's going to be quite the... That's going to be a good photo moment. You betcha.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
With coordinating sash.
Oh, there you go.
Of course, sweetheart. I would never disappoint Miss Kitty. Now, also, because we do have a moment, we want our listeners to know that TC Palm, of course, yes, we have the new virtual reality app. Yet, if they are a digital subscriber, which I get both my print paper and my digital subscription.
Thank you.
Right? Why choose when I can have both?
There you go.
That they can, in fact, download the app and they can access all the breaking news and so forth, correct?
Absolutely. And we saw a ton of downloads, especially even during Hurricane Dorian, because people just wanted to know. And there's no better news organization that's situated to give that local news than we are. Again, we've been here for 100 years. Our app is very user-friendly. It's instant, up-to-date. And we really focus a lot on our digital platforms because that's how people consume news these days. Saying that, the print edition is still so important to this community. So it's kind of a juggling act, but the way we look at it is we're storytellers. We want to tell stories, and regardless of what platform you want to get the stories on, we're going to give it to you that way.
I love it. So this Friday, September 13th, Walking Tree, 3:00 to 9:00. You're not going to want to miss it. Miss Kitty Wagner, thank you for our delicious wine of the week.
We'll
be seeing you at Blue Star for dinner.
Yay.
Until next week, folks, it's Anna Valencia Tillery. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.